This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, welcome to Life and Faith. My name's Simon Smart. I'm from the Centre for Public Christianity. Well, this week we've been talking with Professor Miroslav Volf from Yale Divinity School in the United States. The Archbishop of Canterbury once described Volf as one of the most celebrated theologians of our day. Well, Volf teaches a class at Yale with former British Prime Minister Tony Blair on faith and globalisation. But he's perhaps best known for his writing on forgiveness and reconciliation. In the final part of my interview with him, he talks about community and identity and the place of faith within that. I began by asking him whether there was something that Christian communities can offer that other communities can't. This is what he had to say.
Yes, a lot of my writing is about community, because that's who God is. The character of God is one who is also somehow mysteriously three, so that the communion, which is simply to say love, right, stands at the heart of the being itself. And therefore also, communion is the goal of human beings, which is to say a loving relationship not only with God, but also with one's neighbors, is at the heart of human Christian life. And that's why it's such an unthinkable thought, though not undoable as a practice, to have a Christian who is by herself or by himself a Christian. Solus Christianus, nullus Christianus, said Tertullian. Alone Christian is no Christian. And that's a very simple consequence of the very character of God as love and as communion.
Yeah, I guess a big part of that is identity. What identity are people taking on when they adopt Christian faith?
Mm. Yes, it is very much a question of identity. so that my own identity is not self-defined. I am part and parcel of a larger group, and my identity is enmeshed with the identity of that community. And for Christians, that community is a community called church. And the church's own identity is not self-constituting identity from groups of people who comprise that, but rather it ought to be and it should be identity that's acquired through the very presence of God in the church, through the very presence of Christ. And I think that's what I understand the meaning of the term, of the metaphor that church is the bride of Christ, the church is the body of Christ, so that there's something Christ-like in the very being of that communion.
And finally, what has Christian faith given you over the many, many years that you've been a believer?
Wow, that's a very interesting and very difficult question, because I wouldn't know how to kind of parse it apart. It's become so much a part of my own self, my own being. I think it has given me, maybe that's the way to put it, I think it has given me a kind of a vision of human flourishing, a sense of what it means to live one's life well. Even when I don't live it well, nonetheless, there's this story of Jesus Christ. This story is inserted into the larger story of God's dealings with humanity. And it has given me a sense what it means to do that. It has, in some sense, also given me a motivation to live in such ways. It has given me, you know, I suppose you might want to put it this way, it has given me my own self. That's what, in Christian terms, means a new birth, right? That's what it means to be a new creature in Christ. And I feel in profound ways that I am who I am on account of that faith, even when I failed at faith. Nonetheless, I am on account of that faith what I am. So I am older I get, the more attracted I think I get to faith as authentically expressed in the life of this extraordinary human being who was also the incarnation of God, namely Jesus Christ.
Oh, Miroslav Volf, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you, and thanks so much for your time.
It was a delight. Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the excerpt of this interview with Miroslav Volf. For the complete interview in either audio or video form, go to publicchristianity.org.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.